Chapter 2.
Let's play in some fun. Well, Gentia isn't around, and Gentia, are you around?
Looking for Ingentia, moving heaven, earth, and water. They had no time to spare. Sonda puffed his powerful lungs, and they all headed rapidly to their first destination in the southwest of San Juan, the observatories of El Leoncito Astronomical Complex, known as Casleo for short. The kids adjusted their AR glasses to operate them through voice commands and found the most direct way to get there on Google Maps.
Look, our premise looks like a couch,
said Sol wittingly.
We're now going from Valle Fertil, where Moon Valley is, to Calingasta. There we'll be able to borrow a telescope and search for Ingentia,
explained Lauti.
All aboard,
roared Sonda excitedly.
Yippee!
Shouted Luna, full of excitement. They all laughed amused. On the way, the young detectives projected holograms with information from the Pampa Leoncito and the observatories of Calingasta, which are located there due to its amazingly clear skies. On the way, they all sang.
Let's play in San Juan when Ingentia isn't around. Let's play in San Juan when Ingentia isn't around. Are you around?
They repeated the question, which lingered in the air with no response whatsoever.
Where are you, you naughty cousin of mine?
Thought Luna aloud.
Are you looking for other giants like yourself?
Wondered Lauti.
Don't be afraid, we will find you,
said Sol enthusiastically. Halfway on their journey, Sonda opened the flap of his belly and little by little spread all the leaflets that they had prepared to find Ingentia. The dry leaves got stuck in Lauti's and Sol's hair, which made them laugh out loud. The leaflets flew all over the place on the way. After a while, the explorers started getting photos of several animals on their social media, with users asking whether those critters could be Ingentia.
This one cannot be her. Its tail is too short and it barks,
thought Lauti.
This one neither. It's only 1 foot tall and it cackles,
laughed Sol.
How about this one? It looks like a lizard, but it's barely over 6.5 feet long, and Ingentia is over 30 feet long. Impossible,
pondered Lauti out loud. None of the animals in the pictures looked like Luna's cousin. They weren't even close. They had to keep on searching. Finally, the crew landed on a white and cracked plain, and a twister of colors welcomed them. After getting off the Saurian plane, a twister welcomed them. A twist to the left, a twist to the right. Please stop twisting so much.
What is this? I can't open my eyes,
cried Lauti.
It must be Herrerasaurus, one of our fastest Saurians. It is related to the Velociraptor from the Northern Hemisphere,
said Sonda, who was already used to the dust.
Can I see it?
Asked Luna, wearing Lauti's goggles.
I don't think it's a dinosaur. This strange creature has metal wheels and is carrying a person.
I know what it is. A wood cart. I visited this place some years ago with my family,
added Sol. Little by little, the dust settled and they confirmed it. Those carts sailed the earth like horses in the wind, but these had wheels and multicolored sails. It was a true sight to see the wind cart speeding over that magical plain. Luna was still shocked, and Sol said,
Come on, let's get on one of these magical carts and fly towards to the closest observatory to see if we can find Ingentia.
Yes,
replied Lauti.
We must find her now because her teacher will be waiting for us at school in a few days.
And remember,
interrupted Sonda,
that Ingentia, Luna, and I have been invited to the sound parade in Chimbas next week. We must find her as soon as possible to teach her the choreography of our troupe. And why would Ingentia disappear like that all of a sudden? It's not like her to do that,
thought Sonda aloud.
Let's go to the observatory and borrow a telescope to see if we can find her. The organizers of the Fiesta Nacional del Sol, National Sun Festival, will tell us off if Ingentia is not there for rehearsals,
warned Luna Saria. So everybody left quickly for one of the Casleo observatories, and Sol projected a hologram to know more about the place and see where the entrance was to talk to the astronomers. The explorers entered through a secret door, and Sonda, as usual, patiently waited outside while he picked some delicious apples that grew in that part of the province. There, an expert in the stars asked them,
"What are you looking for, visitors?"
"Our friend Ingentia, Luna's cousin, is missing,"
explained Lauti.
"Ingentia is a huge dinosaur that was playing hide-and-seek in the Moon Valley and whoosh! She disappeared while playing with her cousin,"
added Sol.
"I see. She's Ingentia Prima. I know her story, and yours, Luna Soria,"
said the astronomer.
"Can we borrow one of your telescopes to search for Ingentia in San Juan?"
requested Lauti.
"Of course you can,"
answered the astronomer.
"I'm going to calibrate it so you can see the whole province."
"Excellent!"
exclaimed the crew in unison. They spent a while adjusting the telescope towards all the cardinal points of San Juan. Three sites called their attention because they thought Ingentia could be there. The first was Interlagos route, and the other two in the city center. As they couldn't see clearly, they decided to continue the trip and check. They couldn't waste any more time. Luna Saria had already received a WhatsApp message from the organizers of the National Sun Festival to confirm the rehearsal time in 72 hours. And Luna, who was by then quite nervous, didn't know what to answer. The crew was ready for a new journey towards the impressive Interlagos route. Sonda quickly puffed air out of his lungs, and they were there in a minute. Sol and Lauti were wearing their AR glasses, and Sol, true to her leader-like spirit, exclaimed,
"Everybody, stop! We're here!"
Sol and Luna Saria stopped slowly and landed on the beach of the Punta Negra Dam, one of the three dams located along the Interlagos route.
"Come on, team. We have to hurry. We must find Ingentia,"
said Sonda.
"Yes, I'll go and search around those mountains to the west,"
shouted Luna Saria.
"I'll go with you,"
said Lauti.
"Right, then Sonda and I will search on board of that boat. Maybe Luna's cousin is there having a swim because it's so hot,"
stated Sol. A while later, Sol sent a WhatsApp message to Lauti to check for news. None of them could find Ingentia, and as it was getting dark, they decided to set up camp on a flat area and wait until the morning to continue the search in the city of San Juan. They ate some apples they had brought from Calingasta and cereal they had in their backpacks. By the fire, Lauti and Sol gathered all the rubbish and put it in the bins. After a while, they all fell asleep, completely exhausted.